Is the SRS supplementary retirement scheme actually worth it in 2026? Now, by the end of the video, you will be able to make yourself a decision. But here's the fact that I'm going to tell you is that the retirement age of 63 is going to be raised to 64 by 1st of July 2026. And even if you have contributed to SRS, you may still be leaving money on the table
if you have not invested yet.
So today, let's answer the main question. Is SRS actually worth it in 2026? It is not going to be just about the tax savings. I think we want to go a little bit deeper into it.
What can you actually invest once the money is inside the SRS account and what I'm personally doing with my SRS? But please note that this is not financial advice
because I'm just sharing what I'm doing and it may or may not fit your own individual financial profile. But I think that one thing that we can all agree on is that if you just contribute to SRS and you just leave it there, it is not going to work. Right, you need to do something about it. And that's why you need to get educated, which is why you should watch this video. And if you're new here, my name is Chris, an ex-chartered accountant, now personal finance YouTuber. And if you want to learn more about investments and early retirement, how to plan for your financial future,
then join us at close to 23,000 members on the Honey Money SG Telegram group.
Just for those who don't know yet, what is SRS? SRS is a supplementary retirement scheme, which is a voluntary government scheme that allows you to contribute the money to a tax advantage deferred account, because you can get dollar for dollar tax deduction up to a certain limit, and you can even invest those funds within the account. So how much is the contribution cap for Singaporeans and PRs? It is currently at 15,300 Singapore dollars. So here is the urgent part. The statutory retirement age is going to be raised from 63 to 64 years old on the 1st of July this year, 2026. So why is that urgent? It's because SRS withdrawal rules are locked by your statutory retirement age. So it depends on when you first open the account and contribute a dollar into it. Therefore, if you open your SRS account before 1st of July and you contribute a dollar, it is effective. Your statutory retirement age will be locked in at 63 instead of 64 from 1st of July 2026 onwards. And why is that important? Now, for SRS withdrawal rules, it is not that you cannot withdraw from the SRS account. It's just that if you withdraw before the statutory retirement age, currently 63, you'll be faced with a 5% penalty. This is on top of the income tax burden, which means that for those of us who already have SRS accounts before the 1st of July, we can withdraw from our SRS accounts from age 63 onwards with the 15% tax concession. But for those of you who open after 1st of July, only until age 64, then you can have the 50% tax concession. So what is this concession about? Remember that only 50% of what you withdraw from your SRS account will be subjected to tax. Right, so if you withdraw like $10,000 this year from your statutory retirement age, then only $5,000 of it will be subjected to income tax. So this 50% tax concession is very important for your retirement planning needs. And if you don't even have an SRS account, even if you don't need one right now, you just open it, you contribute $1, you lock in the age first. Then next time, if you really need, then you will say, luckily I watched this video and I contributed already, then I can lock it in. Otherwise, you will just need to wait one more year lah. Okay, maybe for some of you, you still don't understand the math behind all this tax release and SRS calculation. Let me bring you to my VIPE coded calculator of income tax, IRAS calculator plus the SRS calculator. Okay, you can download it for free on my Ko-fi shop. It is free. So let's say you earn $120,000 per year. Then after CPF mandatory contributions of $20,400, and you also have the earned income relief of $1,000, your chargeable income will land at $98,600. And at this level, your marginal tax rate is at 11.5%. Now, if you top up $15,300 to your SRS account, you can shave off $15,300 from the chargeable income, which means it becomes $83,300 chargeable income. And how much is 15,300 multiplied by 11.5%? That is $1,760. Mind you, that is a guaranteed tax savings of 11.5%, you know, guaranteed. 包价. You know what is 包价? Even your investment returns is not guaranteed, but tax savings is guaranteed. And we haven't even talked about market returns, investment returns, interest returns, market quality, all that. I'm just talking about the guaranteed tax savings portion. $1,760 if you are in this income tax bracket, you know. So like I said, when you contribute to SRS, the end goal is that you withdraw after your statutory retirement age because only 50% of the withdrawn amount is taxable, correct? So you save another round of taxes. And once you start your SRS withdrawals, you have 10 years to fully withdraw from your SRS account. So if you pace this amount out smartly across the 10 years, you can pay from little to even zero taxes depending on how big is your SRS account. Now, if you want a very direct and short answer, the math will work out very well if you're earning a gross income of at least $100,000 per year. And that means that the higher your marginal income tax rate or your income tax bracket, the bigger your upfront tax savings will be. But I cannot say this enough. The tax relief is only the starting point. It is what you do with this SRS contributed amounts after that. Like, do you even invest in it? Because if you just leave it like a cash in a savings account, it's just going to earn you a pathetic 0.05% per year, which is not going to grow and lose to inflation. So let's answer the question. What can you invest your SRS in? And I want to make this very clear distinction between SRS and CPF. CPF is a one-stop thing. You top up CPF, it will give you 4% in the SA, right, or your MA, correct? That's for the tax relief portion. But if you top up SRS, it's just going to sit there and give you 0.05% if you do nothing about it. That's why you need to do something to SRS. So what can you invest with SRS? You can invest in all these SGX listed stocks or ETFs, unit trusts, or even global unit trusts. Some people use their SRS to invest in T-bills and SSB. That is also an option if that is for you. But more recently, you can use SRS to invest in global ETFs. But let me remind you again, most of the people, they just contribute to SRS only. They think it's a one-step thing and then they just leave it. Don't be that person. Don't be that guy, okay? Utilize your SRS. If you have nothing to do with your SRS, then you are just wasting the opportunity away. Remember that inflation last year was just 0.9%, and that's enough to erode your purchasing power of money value of your SRS if you do nothing about it at 0.05% per annum. So in order to invest SRS, you will need a platform, a brokerage, a digital advisor. And the first option I would suggest is the StashAway ETF Explorer. Why? Because it is easier for beginners to use. And the good thing about ETF Explorer is that it allows you to buy ETFs, both local and worldwide, and funded by SRS. Very importantly, funded by SRS. And how much is the trading cost? Just $1. But it can be even cheaper. Let me share more. So what can you invest via StashAway ETF Explorer? I think you can invest in a variety of ETF depending on what you like. Some of you have higher risk appetite. You're like the NASDAQ 100 ETF. Now you can use SRS to invest in that, you know. Then if you have other thematic ETFs like gold, silver, or, you know, semiconductors, AI, all this, you can take a look at the options lah. But I would say that for beginners, right, if you want a broad-based index kind of market return, you can look at the global equities portfolio, which is currently using the ISEC ETF. And if you want the S&P 500 exposure, recently they also introduced CSPX. Both of these are UCITS ETF, which means that they are tax advantage because only 15% dividend withholding tax, not 30% like the US domicile, plus no estate tax. Once again, I'm just sharing what are the options and sharing the facts only. I'm not telling you to go all in because investments have risk, okay? Capital may be lost at one point or another. But there's one thing that I want to share. How can you invest for free using StashAway ETF Explorer? And that is their regular investing advantage. So with this feature, if you invest in your ETF Explorer portfolio this month, for example, your global equities portfolio, next month, if you invest in this equities portfolio again, it is free of commission, right? You won't be charged at $1 trading fee. So you think about it. If every month, you just keep investing into the same portfolio using your regular savings plan, or you know, you just got dollar cost average every month, you just put in a fixed amount of money, whether it's cash or your SRS fund, you can invest for free. And it encourages you to ECA and stay in the market. So I'll say this is quite an interesting product to look at. But what are the costs? Because even though it is very low fee at $1 or even $0, but there is something that they need to earn, which is the FX spread. So let's be very transparent here. If we move to StashAway page, they already state that the FX spread that they will charge if you convert from SGD to USD is around 0.32%, which is around the market rate of what other normal trading platforms are charging you. So you just have to be aware there's no free lunch in this world. FX spread is what StashAway is going to charge you, which is very normal in all other trading platforms as well. Now, moving on to my second trading platform that I would recommend for SRS, that is Poem Cash Plus by Phillip Capital, which already has more than 50 years of history in Singapore. So they are a very long-standing traditional broker. Now, why choose Poem Cash Plus for SRS trades? It's because they have very low fees. In fact, at 0.08% with no minimum commission, it's almost the lowest if you just want to trade SG stocks and ETFs. That is, if you want to buy your local listed stocks like the banks or the SPI ETF, all these Singapore listed companies. But there's also another interesting product under POEMS, and that is the Amundi Unit Trust, where if you want global index exposure, they have a unit trust like Prime US that tracks the US large and mid-cap index. They also have the Index World MSCI Fund that tracks the MSCI World Index and even Emerging Markets Index as well. Now, the good news about using POEMS to buy Amundi Unit Trust is that there is no sales charge, there's no platform fees, and for Amundi Unit Trust especially, there is no trailer fees. So you can almost say that it is cost advantage at all fronts. And if you ask me personally, for my own SRS portfolio, I do have positions in both POEMS Cash Plus and StashAway ETF Explorer. I started with POEMS Cash Plus using the Amundi Unit Trust first. That was transferred from my older platform to POEMS Cash Plus. And then recently this year, when I had an inflow of SRS contributions, then I use it in StashAway ETF Explorer. So I now have two portfolios under two different platforms. So if you ask me, POEMS versus StashAway, which one is better? I would say that they are useful for each of their certain unique product. For example, POEMS, you can use it to buy Singapore listed stocks and ETF. You can use it to buy a monthly unit trust at very low fees or even zero fees, right? But for StashAway ETF Explorer, if you really want to buy the global ETFs outside of Singapore market, I would say you can only do so through StashAway ETF Explorer, plus the regular investing advantage that encourages you to dollar cost average. So currently, I would recommend these two platforms for SRS investing. And if you want to sign up for an account, you can look for the links in my description or in the comments page. So when we talk about SRS, I also want to clear up some misconceptions and mistakes that I see in some of this community discussing about SRS investing. Number one fundamental mistake, like I said, leaving your SRS in cash. Okay, please don't leave it in cash. It's only earning 0.05%. I know inflation last year dropped to 0.9%, but the standard inflation is around 2 to 3%. So if you're doing nothing with your SRS, you're as good as throwing free money away. If you have monies in your SRS, please consider to start investing. Even putting in T-bill or SSB is better than leaving in the account itself earning 0.05%. So that's mistake number one. Mistake number two, you don't contribute to SRS because you think that you cannot hit the cap at 15.3k. Hello, you just open with $1. That's all, you know, you open with $1. Lock in the statutory retirement age at 63 before the 1st of July. And I'm not even asking you to contribute to the max, right? You can contribute $100, $1,000, depending on how much tax you want to save. If you don't want to contribute, just contribute $1 first, start the account.
Next time, when your income gets higher, you can contribute a larger amount to your SRS account.
But most importantly, you must have the account first. Mistake number three, assuming SRS is only for high income earners. Now, while SRS is only useful, and it gets even more useful when your income reaches a certain level, I would say that even at the 7% income tax bracket, it is as good already. Because the upfront tax savings plus the 50% tax concession after your statutory retirement age is a very good tax deferred account. So don't think that SRS is just for the very rich people. It really depends on what is your career trajectory, how much are you expected to earn in your next potential years, and how long you want to work for. Because some of you want early retirement, right? Which means that maybe in your 40s you already retired, then you got no income. You don't even need the SRS, right? So it really depends on individual to individual. Mistake number four. Wow, this one makes me the most angry one. Limit SRS to just 400,000. Why 400,000 is the magic number? Because remember, if you divide it by 10 equal withdrawals, each year you just withdraw 40K.
And only 50% of 40K is tax, right? So that is 20K. And in Singapore, we know that if you have just $20,000 of annual income, you will not be subjected to income tax, which is why
most people think $400,000 is the magic number. And I'm so perplexed about this statement that I even made a video in late 2024 discussing about this 400,000 magic number. I feel that it is really misrepresented. If you can even earn so much more, like your investment position grow so much better, so much higher than 400K, I think it's a good problem to have, number one. And number two, the additional income tax you pay cannot be compared to your capital gains and whatever profits that you get from that investment. So why are you trying to limit your mindset? Like, I don't want to earn so much. I scared I pay too much taxes. Like, come on, man. If your boss is going to raise your salary, will you tell your boss, hey, boss, I don't want to go to the next income tax bracket. Please don't raise my pay. I just want to stay at this level. You won't, right? So please don't limit yourself to just 400K. Your SRS, if can grow even up to 1 million, it's a very good problem to have, even if you need to pay additional taxes. And with the 50% tax concession on the withdrawals after statutory age, it is not as a big problem as you may think. So let's get back to the question. Is SRS actually worth it in 2026? I would say that yes, it is worth it, but there is a certain income that you need to achieve. Like if you're even below the 7% income tax bracket, then it makes totally zero sense. Between 7 to 11.5%, I think it's debatable depending on your career trajectory and whether you want early retirement. Above 11.5% income tax bracket, I would almost say that it's a definite goal for me. Because remember, the upfront tax deduction is real and it's solid. You get the tax savings guaranteed, not even counting the market investment returns. Then secondly, after your statutory retirement age, you get the tax concession of 50% of the SRS withdrawn amounts. And remember, last time the SRS investment environment is not so advanced like now. You have so many options. With platforms like StashAway and Poems Cash Plus giving you very good options to invest in the local as well as the global markets, I think SRS is a very good option for you to look at. The only time when SRS is not worth it is when you contribute to SRS and then you just let it sit there in the bank account, 0.05%. Or worse, you didn't even open the account until after 1st of July 2026. Then you'll cry lah. Why I didn't open when it's 63? Why is it 64 that I learned of this? So remember, even if you don't want to sign up for anything or you don't want to invest in anything, you just open the account first lah. Huh? And just to be very clear, this video is not sponsored by anyone. So whatever platforms that I share here is really out of my own interest and what I use. Okay, so if you can sign up using my link, it will be a great support. But if you're an existing user already, you can also click on my interactive brokers link. This is what I use for my cash investments. Or scan the IBKR QR code somewhere here. Okay, it will pay a small commission and a thank you to those who have clicked or scanned. So if you like this content, remember to like and subscribe because I'll share more of this type of content and misconceptions that I want to challenge, especially in Singapore finance and investing. And if you are interested, between StashAway versus Poems, which one is better? I'll go through a more detailed analysis and comparison between these two platforms and the products that they have. And you can check it out in this video right here.